The administrative officer hammered his staff on the marble, and the murmuring quieted.
This 257th meeting of the Aquila in the Age of Lothian is hereby called to order. May our Lord Farrell grant us wisdom.
Mawandule watched his father rise, while in his mind he shouted at him not to. But it was too late. The Fane got to his feet and faced the Aquila.
This winter has been a long one, and it isn't half over. Many of you want to know how the war goes. I am pleased to report that we are launching a major offensive. We finally have enough dragons, and they and an army are gathering in the Harwood. We are already safe from invasion, and the long darkness is near its end.
You have no idea how right you are.
The words were spoken by Makareta. Mawandule still didn't see Makareta. No one did, but he knew her voice. Makareta wasn't supposed to give any hint of her presence. Maybe some part of her rebellious nature couldn't be suppressed, or perhaps memories of her friends' deaths at Lothian's command had demanded acknowledgement. Makareta was no slouch with the art, and she launched the spell even before her words ceased. She wasn't relying on half measures. Blocks of marble that had taken a thousand fray with ropes and ramps to set into place rushed toward Lothian's bodyguard with the force of a burst dam. The unprotected crown of her head hit the stone with a clack, which was audible to Mawandule from the first row. The impact likely cracked Sine's skull. The next stone pillar crushed her legs to meal. To her credit and Mawandule's amazement, she managed to cast one last weave before dying, before the last of the pillars crushed her. Sine managed a wind weave that was enough to throw Makareta off her feet.
Makareta? You? How could you still be alive?
Sile strode across the chamber, aiming his spear.
Yad Nanna.
At a withered whisper and a hand gesture from Makareta, the bronze began to melt. Sile, that great monster of a fray, struggled to rip the armor off his body even as it charred his skin before burning through muscle and bone. Makareta looked to Mawandule then. The confusion in her eyes was asking, "What are you waiting for?" Before Mawandule could do anything, his father made a gesture as if ripping something invisible apart.
Nasa! Rip!
Now Mawandule focused on Lothian. The Fane was hunched over, breathing hard, and still facing away.
You deserve to die.
Finally, he cast fire.